My name is Fiona Hughes. I'm the artistic director of Three Notched Road, the Virginia Baroque Ensemble. Three Notched Road is in its 10th season. We perform in Stanton, Charlottesville, and Richmond, and we're recording a pandemic time recording. The CD will be called Shining Shore, Songs of Early Virginia. It's our specialty in early American and particularly Virginian music. Let me talk about the guest artists. I've been wanting for a long time to record with two really good friends of mine, Stuart and Michelle Pincombe. I attended Oberlin Conservatory with them, and they went off to Europe after that, and they are actually now living in the United States. I just love their approach to early American music. Michelle is a beautiful soprano, and Stuart, her husband, is a cellist. And then Dominic Giardino, I've already mentioned, the historical clarinet specialist who lives right here in Virginia. And then Peter Walker is a familiar name to fans of Three Notched Road. He's certainly been central to our folk and particularly English and Celtic way of doing music. So he's also on our advisory board, actually, for Three Notched Road. And he and Dominic have both been really involved in helping me find the music. Peter's the one who will be playing Appalachian Mountain Dulcimer, cittern. It's sort of a pear-shaped instrument. To me, it looks a little bit like a mandolin, and then I hear it, and it's like, oh. So it's about the size of a mandolin, but it is a little more like the guitar, and it's fretted like the guitar, and it has steel strings at this time period. Oftentimes, actually, in early America, it would be marked in the score, guitar, but they didn't mean guitar, what we think of as guitar. They meant cittern, so I keep having to remind myself of that. He's playing the American guitar, which is actually the cittern. I think like most guitars, they don't actually last that long. There's a lot of pressure just innately to the way the instrument is constructed. So you don't really have really old guitars being played. Whereas the violin family, in terms of its construction, it sort of bears up under all the tension. My violin that I'm playing for you today is 300 years old exactly. This is its 300th anniversary, 1720 Paris. We'll be finished recording by mid-December. And then it's just a question of, you know, is there a backlog? Is everyone recording right now? How many editors are available? All of those kinds of things to consider. But we hope early in 2021, you know, spring. And if you check out our website, www.tnrbaroque.org, then you will find all the information on there.